This is one in a series of podcasts from Lutheran Education Australia, My Principals Who Serve in Lutheran Education.
Welcome to LEA Podcasts and to Heidi Hansen, Principal at Bethany Lutheran Primary School in Queensland. Heidi's teaching career has been in Queensland Lutheran schools. Early in her career, she knew she wanted to lead beyond her classroom. In her fourth year of teaching, she was appointed to a P to Year 3 coordinator position. She held a similar position for many years in another school and was then appointed as deputy principal. In her third year as deputy in 2018, she was seconded to Bethany Lutheran Primary School as acting principal for term two. This then changed to the remainder of the year. Officially, she became principal from 2019. Welcome, Heidi. Heidi, what are the factors that led you to make the move into principalship?
I always felt encouraged by other principals to take the next step in leadership, and also had the desire to make a difference in a more broader way than just in my classroom. I always also enjoyed being part of the decision-making process on issues that affected the whole school, and I also enjoyed the challenge moving from one leadership role into the next.
So what were some of the ways you prepared yourself for the role?
When I was thinking about this, I thought, well, there were a lot of things that I actually did prior to becoming a principal. So I did talk to many principals about their professional journeys. I also did the leadership development program through LEA, and that definitely helped me, I guess, frame my thinking and increase my desire to become a principal. Also read widely about leadership styles, and I guess that would be something I would encourage other people who would be aspiring to be principals in schools to really develop a vision for the type of leader that you would want to be. And I did that from reading, but also reflecting and talking to other principals. Other things I did was I was proactive in asking to join and sit in on meetings that principals would lead or be part of, rather than what a classroom teacher would do. So these were finance meetings, enrolment interviews. I also visited other schools and spoke to other principals, and also went on a school board as a member as well to learn more about how other schools work. Another thing I did, and I was encouraged to do this by other principals, was even to apply for some leadership positions, even if they were, you didn't think you were quite ready. And I did do that. And so some I wasn't successful in getting those positions, but I learned a lot from just doing that. Again, experiencing other schools, their expectations, and also just going through the process. I found that very valuable.
Heidi, that's a very thorough preparation. Were other schools welcoming to you when you visited?
Very much so, yes, yes. I felt they were very open and honest about the challenges of the role, but also what they valued about being a principal as well.
So after that very thorough preparation, what was it like on day one as the principal?
So it was a different circumstance for me. I really officially had two day ones. So as you mentioned earlier, that I went in more thinking I was only going to be at Bethany for one term. So I had that first day one, and then the following year when I was officially in the role, I had another day one. So probably that first time going in even as acting principal, I felt it was important to have all the staff together for the very first meeting at the start of term two, because I really wanted to for the staff to have a clear insight to who I was as a person, but also as a leader, and also to be clear about what expectations were from them, but also what they should expect from me as well. And I also spoke a lot, I remember, on that first day about the standard you walk past is the standard you accept. And we still use that a lot around the school. a couple of years later, and that frames much of what we talk about and around also our expectations. Then when I was there the following year officially as principal, I ran a session again for the whole staff to start to kick the year off around celebrating the past and dreaming a future, because I also wanted to acknowledge the things that had happened and brought everybody to the place they were and to celebrate that, but also to include everybody in building the dream of the place that the school could be, all of us together in the future. And that I do believe that was a good way to start the year and get everybody on board. With regards to parents and students, again, advice I would give to other new principals, my focus was on being present, being visible and being available as much as I could to parents and to students. And I really wanted for them to get to know me as soon as possible, and also for me to get to know them. So I really wanted to build relationships quickly, and so it was very much being out there, being around everybody. And still today, when I'm out in the school, students are surprised when I call them by name. But that is very important to me, because one of the focuses we have at Bethany is our focus on that everyone should belong. And that's pretty much the mindset I came into the school with, that I wanted everybody in the school community to feel they belonged to the school community.
Sounds to me like you had a very strong vision for the school when you went in there and communicated that well. So Heidi, can you tell us about some of the challenges you've faced in your role?
Yes, I think as is the case for many principals that we train as classroom teachers, not as principals. So I have found principalship a huge learning curve in every aspect of the role. But I think what is important is not to be afraid to ask questions, which is what I do, because I'm very conscious of the fact that I need to have oversight over everything that happens in the school. So probably the area for me is probably one of the biggest challenges would be around financial literacy. But I have an amazing team that works with me. And if I have a question, they spend time with me and explain things. So I'm very appreciative of that. And I do believe that it would be more of a challenge in leading a school if you didn't have a team working with you and alongside of you that isn't on the same page. I do believe that's really important. A challenge also, and I think in all leadership positions, is thinking that you have to know everything and be everything to everyone because you're the principal. Even if it's day one in the job, people still assume that you know even the smallest details. So, and it's okay to say, actually, I don't know that, but I will find out and I will get back to you. I think also sometimes stepping back and accepting that you can't do everything, because that is an assumption that people within the school community often do make, and knowing that you are going to be judged about things, but I don't tend to worry about that. I accept that sometimes that is the way it is. But also having the confidence that all the decisions that you make need to be true to your authenticity. And yes, decisions can be challenging at times because, as we know, not everyone's going to like every decision that you make. But for me, what I always keep in mind is that the decisions that I make need to align with the Christian ethos, mission, vision and values of the school. Most importantly, always in my mind is what is best for the students, because they are the reason that we do what we do. Probably another challenge would be taking time for myself. And again, I think that that balance is very difficult for all of us. But I also think you can't worry about it too much. At the end of the day, you just need to do what you need to do, but be the best person that you can be to front up for the role every day.
Heidi, I imagine because you kind of had your two first days and your first day was after the school year had started, did that pose any additional challenges coming into a school that was already set up and running and you kind of had to hit the ground and know what was happening?
Look, it was a lot smoother than you would anticipate, but I guess it also was due to the amazing team that I was working with, and the openness of the whole school community and the welcoming that I felt when I came in.
Clearly that makes a huge difference. What about your own achievements? What stands out for you?
You know, I haven't been at the school for very long, but I feel we have come a long way in a very short amount of time. And I'm a person that I do set goals for myself and I set goals for the school as well. And I'm finding that it's very exciting that these goals keep being met at a lot faster pace than I had anticipated. So really an achievement really would be the building of a cohesive school culture in a very short period of time. But again, that has been very intentional. So I think having those intentional goals, but also getting the whole school community on board, has ensured we have seen achievements, but also success in that short space of time. So definitely the school culture, that's definitely been an achievement. And what has come from that is enrolment growth, which is, again, very exciting. So you can have enrolment and growth and celebrate that, get excited about it, which I do and a whole school community does, but then what comes with that is challenges too to ensure that you have the facilities and infrastructure to meet the needs of the growth that is happening in the school. So, but again, that's exciting. Other achievements have been, we've really been very intentional on collecting, analysing and tracking student outcome data. And so we've seen growth in that for our students. And also fulfilling the goals of the mission and vision of the school. Again, it's been, I know that has happened because, again, we have been intentional and have spent time with the staff, taking the time to work through those and to get buy-in, really getting them on board with that as well, and also the direction into which we're heading. Another one would be really seeing the innovative ideas come to fruition and the staff and students flourishing and thriving. That has just been incredible to be a part of, to witness as well. I felt at the start of last year that we were on the cusp of a really exciting time for the school, and now as we enter the end of another school year, I feel that again for the start of next year.
So this is really your third year as principal. Is there something that you would go back and tell yourself in your first year that you would do differently?
What would I do differently? I probably would try to take more time for myself. I think, I feel even now that I can honestly say it's been the most exhausting but exciting and fulfilling role I've ever taken on. A lot comes with that as well, and there's a lot of high expectations also once you start seeing these achievements. So probably even for day day one or that first year, I did think to myself, oh, I need to make sure that I do these things, and I would say that I probably haven't. That's probably the main thing.
Thanks, Heidi. And I think it's a good point to end on, that you've found it the most fulfilling role that you've ever taken on. And that's something for all principals to remember. And I think they all tend to say that as well.
Yes, yes. Probably the only other thing I would finish with is really the importance of praying hard, praying often for your school community. We know the power of prayer is an incredible thing, and just how important that is, not just for the times when things are going not going so well and we're facing tough times, but also, you know, giving thanks for the blessings that our whole school community provides for all of us. I think that's really, sometimes we need to really reflect on that too.
Well, thanks very much, Heidi. It's been wonderful to hear about your journey, and every principal's journey, I'm sure, is unique. And it's great to hear the sorts of things that you've done and the way that you've managed so many different interests as you've taken on this significant role. So thank you very much.
Thanks, Diane.
If you enjoyed this podcast, check out the LEA website, where you'll find more podcasts on a range of topics for anyone interested in leading in Lutheran education.